As a desire, taiva, you have a dwelling place in the lower world. What does that mean?
The whole world is Hashem's dwelling place. There's nowhere where Hashem doesn't dwell.
What do you mean Hashem as a taiva for a dira b'tachtonim? And he says it. Lulei mikru shekosi v'shalal oimri. If it wasn't written in the pasuk, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. Hashem has a desire to build a house and establish a home in this lower world. For that he needs a wife. As we mentioned, you want to get married, you've got to find a woman. As Vinei Barov Tovachasadi Bochum Kolish Bochu Bonu, the Knesset Israel, Yosla Rayosa. Hashem in his enormous chesed chose us to be his bride. And a nivna lo bais dira betachtonim ki yachol nado yachad imoi kaderach sheishe vish darim beyachad. We build a house together and we live like a husband and a wife in like you live in a house together. It's poshut, right? That's what's it talking about? In such a way a person can achieve closeness and dveikus that you don't find anywhere else. And we can come to that level that the Torah describes that a husband and a wife are supposed to become, which is bosa echot, whatever that means. We come to this reality of called one. Ze kesha dveikus ha'otzum shezichinu loy. Malala nishtal labeh ma'at es advarim lofi ha'chaymer. As we mentioned before, Shir HaShirim is a marshal for all of this. We don't understand Shir HaShirim. But what the Torah tells us and what we're allowed to understand, we have to try to understand. Well, what is going on here? What's this talking about? That's your problem. How do you become bosa achas with your wife? That we have to work out first. Once you know that, then you can ask how you do it with Hashem. Like yeah, lovely. Lovely. And I'm a masmid like a Khan Kanievsky. Said it. I leg hurt. No, we have to put it into our language. The Lord said it to put into Ariel Levine's language. It's got to be my language. I can understand of Ariel Levine's language.
I didn't fight with her this morning. Did that work?
Somebody told me yesterday his father was in the bank. His father was in the bank in Beit Vagan. And Rav Addis was there, Shostakin Gesundsa. This must have been 20, 50 years ago. A lot younger than he is now, Rav Addis. So Rav Addis turned to this guy and he said to him, well, what do you think about when you're waiting in line in the bank? What are you thinking about? So he didn't know what to say. So he said to the Rosh Hashiva, what do you think about? He says, I think about the fact that there's other people in the world. I think about the fact that there's other people. I'm not the only person in the world. That's what he uses standing in the line in the bank for. I'm not the only person in the world. Just knowing there's somebody else in the house is already quite a level. They're not fighting with them, that's already... But just knowing that there's somebody else in the world besides me is quite a... That's already... Kashebishvili. I don't know. Let's see what it says. I don't know, we have to get clear what's going on here. Obviously, we're not going to get to the depths of it, but we have to try and take out what we can and use, see how it applies practically.
To remind me, and look in the Rambam, there's something what you asked me yesterday.
I'm not wrong, but I'm not right either. It depends. We'll see. Very interesting. Mamash, as a Satidi Shmaya, I saw the Rambam last night. The one place the Rambam says you do tshuva and then it's finished, it's over. You don't have to keep coming back to it. Somewhere else, I think in Perek Gimel, Rambam says you have to keep doing tshuva and again and again and again. That was your question. Oh, so I don't understand what's going on there. There's two tshuvas. There's tshuva ragil for all the year, and then there's a special din of tshuva on Yom Kippur. Then why Yom Kippur has a different din to all the rest of the year. When you do tshuva, you did tshuva, you did an avayir, you did tshuva, gubah. You have to keep coming back to it. If you keep coming back to it, means you don't believe that the tshuva worked. Correct? That's what we said yesterday. No, why does Rambam say that on Yom Kippur you have to keep coming back to it? And we do. We say vidu 10 times. But what's wrong with the first one? I said vidu, I did tshuva, it's over. And I'm going to do it 10 times? What's going on here? Oh, okay. So I said I'm right, because you don't have to keep coming back to it. However, on Yom Kippur, you have to understand. Just remind me, I don't want you to go home thinking that, thinking whatever.
Thank you.
B'tanich ha-nisui ne'erech b'klal Yisrael v'tzoy sh'shlov. Everybody knows in Shiduchim the three stages. Let's assume you have klech for all of them now. B'shlov ha-rishon ha-avot. What's the vot? Haskomas shnei tzadim li'noseh zeh le'zeh u'l'koros b'nayim bris. It's an agreement to eventually get married. Achrei ha-avot megiyeh shlov ha-erusin. Then you have the period of the erusin, what we call the engagement. Then you have what's called nisuin, chupa, yichud, whatever the halachic kinyan there is. Mudbar be'ichud amiti u'pnimi ben shnei chelkei neshama shenoadu milechatchila liyois mu'chodim val yidei nisuin ha'inkhoizim liyois neshama akas. What is this unification that's taking place under the chupa or in the yichud room? It's the two parts of the neshama that were once one neshama. They got divided into two, and they get put back into this world in different bodies, and then they have to go back and become one neshama again. The way they were, the Oitz HaNeshamas. Lekol echad mishloishes ha-shlovim, yeish shlav makbil b'sedin esuin b'krisis ha-bris, shebein Yisrael ha-kalan b'en ha-kosh b'o ha-chos. These three stages, the vort, the erusin, and the chuppah, the nisuin, are manifest in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we need to come and levarach makadeh. Ukamosh tiknu chachom and levarach makadeh shamo Yisrael el idei chupa vekidushin. Moshmai Zedoni mi shegam Hashem makadeh shamo Yisrael v'im hoichim l'riyosa. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is makadeh klal Yisrael, makadeh shamo Yisrael, and we become his spouse, so to speak. Okay, so what are the shlavim? So first of all, the shidduch. The bris b'ene b'sorim ha-kodesh b'oruch ishtadech keviyochel in amr b'vidu. The shidduch took place at the bris b'ene b'sorim. Shneim kol su bris zeim zeh. They entered into a covenant. Ha-kodesh b'oruch and amr b'vidu entered into a covenant. Amr b'vidu ishtabed mitzidoi la-shem. Shur bono v'chorev ishtadu b'kol koichon l'aves abriel ishle musa. There's a process, there's a double, everyone has his obligations. Everyone has obligations. Avraham Avinu obligated himself and his children after him to bring the Briah to its shleimus. To do whatever was necessary to bring the Briah to its shleimus. L'man matiluzu hei mukhonim l'kaimus kola sheyevokesh mehem ha-chosen ha-kodesh b'orku. In order to bring the Briah to the shleimus, they agreed to do whatever the chosen Hashem says. Hem lo toshe sa'imune v'akeshim ha-chosen lo'ilo. The imuna and the relationship with the chosin will not be weakened forever. The Ramot HaKashim, Haim lo yachlifu v'lo yimu v'elache chas v'chlir. No matter how difficult it gets, they're not going to swap or rebel and take on another god. Well, that's what Klal Yisrael committed themselves to do at the Biz Ben HaMasorim, Avraham Avinu on our behalf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mutzidim mishtibe l'chazosei. So what does the chosin bring to the table? Yeah, what's the chosin bringing? First of all, there's no swapping Klal Yisrael. Once the deal was done, that's it. No one else can get on board. You want a Magaya, you have to Magaya, but you can't. That's it. The gates were closed. They are the treasured nation, and only they can bring the world to its tachlis. They are the purpose of the creation and the crown of Hashem's glory forever. That's what Hashem committed to in this marriage. Huh? Could he make a what?
Could he divorce us?
divorce?
Very good question. That's what the Christian said. The Christian said that Hashem was married to us and divorced us. He didn't like us anymore. We weren't keeping the Torah. So he divorced us. Destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent him to God. So now they are the new bride. How does the Torah say not? Where does it say that? Where does it say that? Where does it say that? Can you megarish a woman by kolcho? Midoraisa, you can megarish a woman by kolcho. Came along Rabbeinu Gershom and said, you can't megarish a woman by kolcho. He shut the door for Kodesh Baruch Hu divorcing us. That's what he did.
What
Why was Rabbeinu Gershom called the Ora Goyle? He was the light of the Golos. Bottom line is there's no room for Gerushin yet. Once the Kosh Boch says, I'm taking you on forever, that means forever. When you married, you never took on your wife forever, because there's a Masechtas Gittin. But the first plan of Masorim, Hashem said, Lenetzach. Not just forever in this world, Lenetzach Netzochin, infinity. There's no Gerushin. Just in parenthesis, what was the other Tikkun of remaining in the Gershom?
More than one wife.
You can only marry one wife, because that's what the Christian said. Okay, he didn't divorce you, but he took us as a second wife. Cameron Bradshaw says you can't take a second wife.
He came before them.
What year was it?
I think about 1,000 years ago. He didn't come and take away what the Christians were saying. What the goyim say, lo manyen otan. The goyim could say what they want. He was coming to close the door because Jews were starting to think. That's where he came to close the door. There was Rashi, the first Rashi, that the reason why the Torah started with Breishis and not with mitzvahs is because the Umas HaYom HaLam won't come along and say, you stole the land, whatever, we'll take up the Torah and say, no, it's our land. I'm sure the goyim get very impressed with that proof. Why did Netanyahu just get up in the United Nations and say, guys, it says so much that the Torah is ours, and everyone will go, oh wow, thank you, we're going to vote, can the Jews keep the land of Israel? They'll all vote yes, because it's straight in Chumash. What's Rashi talking about?
But that is why they gave us Israel.
Who gave you Israel? Don't just shush. I'm not talking about that. That's off. I'm asking a kash on Rashi. Rashi's not talking about the United Nations. Rashi's talking long before then. I'm asking Chumash. Why was the Chumash written the way it was written? For us. It's not for them. Who cares what they think? The United Nations gave us Israel. Beautiful. Because they cared about us and loved us and were so empathetic and felt so bad what had happened in the Holocaust, they decided to give us our own land. Yeah. There are people that think like that. There's never been a more anti-Semitic organization than the United Nations. One of the Nisim that will have to be written down in the Megillah when whoever writes the Megillah of this generation writes the Megillah will be the Nes that the English and the United Nations or whatever got out the way and allowed the Jews to come back to it. So, Nisim, Gului. They gave us nothing. Okay. So yeah, the answer to your question is no, there's no Gerushin here. Because Netzach means I'm entering into a covenant with you which is forever. So how can you break it? It means the covenant was forever, it wasn't forever. Tochere Krisas Bris Bein HaBesorim Hodia Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Avraham Avinu. In the middle of the process of finalizing the contract of Bris Bein HaBesorim, Kodesh Baruch Hu notifies Avraham Avinu, you should surely know that your descendants are going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs. The Ovdum Ve'inoy Sam Abba Motshalam. And they're going to torture them for 400 years. In the Zuhu L'chayre Kamur, Ve'inu Da'achil Shalaylam. Just think about what's going on here. Kodesh Baruch Hu is entering into a covenant with Abraham Avinu, some kind of a marriage relationship. And he tells the Kala, you should know that all your descendants are going to be tortured for 400 years. Mekubel shene chatuna, chosen sholech lekalose, sablones, vidonoines. You know, it's a minag. The chosen, before the wedding, sends the Kala present. No, it's all worked out. This and this, and at this time you send this, and on this you send this, and yeah, you send presents. Ilu kan masnose shel chosen hu. What's the chosen's present to the kala? They're going to torture your children for 400 years. What kind of present is that? What kind of a? Now you mention it now. You know, you get the vote and everyone's happy and smiling and laughing, and you call the kala side and just don't want you to know. You know, we're going to torture your kids for 400 years. As the Maharal explains, as a moedika pshat of the Maharals, take this with you. Le'itim b'nei zug nikloim levekuchim l'remivois. It sometimes happens that a couple can come to arguments and differences and arguments. Ache megiim lematziv shebo abal toim ki anusuim hu mekachtos. The Baal turns around and says, mekachtos. I never bought into this. Married the wrong girl, whatever. Huvra lo shereyosa eini doime klal ledmus shelakale kifishayis niris b'shas erusin. The girl that I got engaged to is not the one that I married. Somebody did a switch here. The girl that I went dating with or whatever was Mama's Princess Charming, and now I'm married to this witch, and I said, lo mashu karapo, somebody switched. No, it's a mekachtos. Well, Aldas came. Who knows? It's Alicia. I never married her. Aldas, this. I married Aldas that she was going to be like the color, not like the what this thing here is. But Shalkachi Gala Kolish Baruch Hu Zara Shalabar Vinu Lecheshkus Eretz Mitzrayim. For that reason, a Kolish Baruch Hu sent, might also answer your question as well, sent Klal Yisrael into the darkness of Mitzrayim. Lo Yisrael Golus Neire Shebo Nishtoku Bnei Yisrael B'memtet Sharituma. Into that Golus we Klal plummeted into an abyss of Memte Shari Tumah. Baisa Shah Husra Memti Faris Avoseim. The beauty, the glory of the ancestors got completely removed from them. Hayim Mushubodim Bagufa Baruch Lakhimis Amitris. They were totally enslaved by Mitzrayim, not just physically, but Ruchnistik as well. Completely caught up in whatever Mitzrayim was. And when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu take us out in order to marry us? In the worst possible state that Klal Yisrael ever was, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and says, come, I want you to marry me. Hashem says, I remember the enormous thing you did me when you followed me into the Midbar, Eretz Lo Zeruah. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying here? What's going on? As a Kodesh Baruch Hu Achasan, Machriz Bezois, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is pronouncing ya. Lekachti lechem li la'am, kishirisem b'medrega hanamucha b'yoysa. I chose you to be my wife when you were at the worst possible situation you ever were. You can't get worse than that. B'matzev ha'yirud b'yoysa. Shuv toin ki haya kan mekachtos. I can never tell you there was a mekach. Can't get worse. This is the worst it's ever going to get. Klal Yisrael are never going to get worse than Memte Shari Tuma. Except just before Mashiach comes and there'll be Nun Shari Tuma. Maharal says that Klal Yisrael before Mashiach comes will be a Nun Shari Tuma. Ah, you have a kasha. It says in Memte Shari Tuma, if you go any lower, you can't come out of that. How are we going to get a Nun Shari Tuma? It says, Amal, that was before Matan Torah. The Koyach of Torah can even take you out of Nun Shari Tuma. This generation will be on Nun Shari Tuma. What is Nun Shari Tuma? Look, this is a whole discussion on its own. But what is Nun Shari Tuma? Loich Patli. Just leave me alone. People, speak to the people in Kiruv Rochekim out there today, they'll tell you this. In the good old days, you used to bring in a guy in a seminar, or whatever. Guys used to argue with you, fight with you, disagree with you. They stayed or they left, but they had an opinion. Today, no one's got an opinion. You're a beautiful sheikh, explain to the Torah is true, whatever. He goes, yeah, that's fantastic. Well, what are you going to do about it? I'm going back to bed. Are you going to do them by changing your life? We said, it's true. That's what's going on out there today, no? You haven't noticed?
It's kind of like the fifth son in the Haggadah.
That's the fifth son in the Haggadah. That's exactly. The Maharal says that the neshamas of the 80%, they never came out of Mitzrayim because they were nun sharei tumah. They're going to have to come out. That's all the neshamas that are coming out now. They have to come out and get redeemed just before Mashiach comes. Exactly. Excellent. Okay, back to our subject. So I get distracted here. And back to our subject. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what he's saying here? He's just taking out any hope of a divorce here. If I take the woman in the worst possible situation, and she's in intensive care unit somewhere, whatever, you know, completely riddled with some machala, you know, having therapy with no hair and whatever, and I marry her there, no, so you're going to have tainas later, the mechachtos, I didn't realize what I was marrying. What are you talking about? It can't get worse than this. So Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the worst possible situation there was. No one can ever turn around and say, yeah, well, you know, you messed up, so Hashem abandoned you. I'm better now than I ever was. L'mata midrega zuloinam lo tagiu. V'zeo kovonis divra kodesh boch v'ispan esorim. V'avdum v'ino oisam abba moishono. Da'ilin shem amatzav zeh kachotam li la'av. That was the present that Hashem was giving Abraham Inu. Know that your descendants are going to Mitzrayim, they're going to plummet to Memte, Sharek, Tumah, and then I'm going to marry them. He was giving Abraham Avinu a consolation. Know that I'll never ever abandon you, because that's the proof that this bris is lenetzah. Because I'm going to take them at their worst possible situation. So that's the first love. Ha'erusin. The second stage, Kaviyachal Ha'erusin ben Tlalis Elokol Boch, Hashem Yisparach Hoitzi Eskalosa Mitoik Sovlus Mitzrayim, Ba'oises Ubamoisim Vatiachlo, Ba'arastiche Lilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael out of the suffering of Mitzrayim with a razzle dazzle that there never was be seen before, never again, until Mashiach comes. Ten Makas, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamish, in a rage of glory, Klal Yisrael gets taken out of Mitzrayim. It says, V'aristiche li laila, you are betrothed to me forever. V'kain v'elech ham nechshovim la'am anivcho. Now, from now on in, they're the chosen people. We're still allowed to think like that. We have to apologize for being the chosen people still. We're allowed to feel we're the chosen people and know we're better than everybody else. We're allowed to know that. At least Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to feel that for a few minutes. Why are you looking at me funny? People apologize today because we're not really, it doesn't mean we're any better. It just means we have different jobs and we're all the same. And it's not true, we're not the same. A Kohen's not a Levi and a Levi's not a Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are racist. I also want a duchen, you can't, I'm sorry. You go wash his hands, that's what we let you do. A lady, you get to wash the guy's hands. Yeah, I can't get shlishi, it's terrible, it's not fair. I also want shlishi once in my life. I'm a lady, I can't. I want to go into the Kohen Shekadoshi once in my life. Let me go into the Kohen Shekadoshi, I also want that feeling. You ever have a yearning to go into the Kohen Shekadoshi once on a Yom Kippur? Sorry, and you're not even a Kohen Ken, you're going to be the Kohen Gadol. Everyone's equal? I'm a nifcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us, and we're now the chosen people. Stop pretending that we're not.
That means we have more responsibility.
Fine, Pesada, but before we get there, we're better. We're better. We've got 613 mitzvahs, and we have to massacre and lead the world, and it's our job, and the guy is no shaykhus to that.
We are different. That means it's not the same objective. We have not the same objective in the life. That means it's going, Jewish, it's going. It's not comparison. Even we cannot
no, compare. Mimba minoy bichlal. It's not shaykh bichlal. I have a 613 neshama, and he has a 7 neshama. It's a completely different species. People make a mistake and think that you're not allowed to marry a guy. It's not true. You can't marry a goy.
Yeah.
That's not called a marriage. A marriage is where two neshamas of the same species get together to unite. Well, that's not shaykh. Well, someone that's not Jewish doesn't have a Jewish neshama. Not that you can't marry a goy. Not that you're not allowed to marry a goy. You can't. The law means vanino. The plugs just don't fit.
That's it. No comparison. That means
no comparison. The chasm sofer says the goof's different. And they're starting to prove it now. They're starting to find gene markers of Kohanim. There's a special gene that only a Kohen has. How do you explain that? How's Darwin's going to run that one away?
Oh, he's missed this one, Bobby. Hold on. If I could have changed your life in 1 second.
Well, he wasn't meant to hear it. Hold on. Just don't tell Baruch. That's all.
They discovered a gene marker of a Kohen. Right. Let Darwin explain that one. Let Darwin explain that one.
No. Let Yair Lapid explain that one.
Never mind Darwin.
Rabbi, what does it mean when we say that the precept Sinai was abrogated? We had to renew the precept Arbe Moab.
We'll see. Haka Gigas, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And at Purim?
Yeah, Purim.
Gemara says there were no Einshim for infractions of Torah Shabal Peh until Purim. Because we weren't Makabal the Torah until Purim.
Oh, we're going to deal with that now. Haka Gigas.
What about
we'll deal with that when you answer this question. We need to get to Haka Gigas. It's over the page.
Well, where we were forced.
Yeah. Well, Hashem forced us to take the Torah. We didn't choose it free willingly. Abed was in Maser and Nishma. Okay, that's a whole
thing. What was Be'ava? And he wanted us to clean a couple with Yira.
That was my. Yeah, okay. The question's the question. The question's the question. That's a whole Masecht on its own. Oh, shit, that's all Masecht on its own, what was going on. By we said Masav and Ishma. Hashem says, if you don't take it, I'm going to kill you. I just said Masav and Ishma. What do you tell me, if you don't take it, I'm going to kill you? And then everyone asked a question. And what do you mean, there's no Kabbalah Saturn until Purim? Purim was a couple of good few months after. why would the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? The Beis HaMikdash got destroyed before Purim, nachon? How? You're not accountable for Torah until you were Makabal at Purim. So what's going on here? That's a whole. Talk, that's big. So where are we? 1 second. We're at the Erusim and we have to stop. All right. Okay, man, Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Erusim again. I'm sorry. So we have to do the chuppah.
It's tomorrow the last
supper. Last supper. Last supper, Hashem, yeah.
Of course. Too exciting to miss. Well, I missed yesterday. I had an appointment in Rishon LeZion, so.
That's what the soup is. Soup is a chuppah. That's the yichud. Jew goes into the soup. He's alone with Hashem. There's nothing else. That's the greatest expression of Einod Milvoda that there is a sukkah.
And then the Goyim say they want a mitzvah. They say it's so easy. Hashem takes his son out. It's cheap. Kick it. It reminded me of it when you were talking about a Jew can't divorce Hashem and can't become a story in the Holocaust.